folks, it's time for some outrageous things about Michigan State University Spartan football. They began playing football at Michigan State University in 1885. They originally competed in the Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association, one of the oldest collegiate athletic leagues in the country. Other long-running Michigan collegiate athletic leagues include the Michigan Northern Pike Fishing Athletic Association, the Michigan Holstein Dairy Herd Athletic Association, and the Michigan Snowplow Athletic League. You know all them snowplow champions are coming from the Upper Peninsula, don't you? Michigan State was then known as Michigan Agricultural College. The very first intercollegiate game ever in the state was held between Michigan Agricultural College and Albion College in 1884. Albion College was founded in 1835, and they began to build a building in 1837, but that ended due to the Panic of 1837, which refers to a known condition people have in Michigan when they suddenly realize they live in Michigan. One new transplant at the time said, "If I knew it was going to be this cold here, I would have stayed in England." In the 50s, Michigan State was called a football factory. Year after year, they turned out football stars such as Bob Carey, Dean Look, and Lynn Chandroy. A federal investigation found out these players were in fact the products of an actual factory, were not human, and were made from discarded parts of Ford Edsels, Chevrolet Bel Airs, and 35 broken down Cadillacs.
Which of those auto parts made up their heart? Was it a piston?
At the end of the 1953 season, Biggie Munn handed the coaching duties over to his longtime protege, Duffy Doherty. Also, that year they both shared the title for coolest football coach name. 20th Century Fox presents Biggie Munn and Duffy Doherty in Football Factory. In 1998, although the Spartans beat Ohio State in Columbus and won over a highly competitive Notre Dame squad, they still finished 6-6 for the season. One theory discussed in the press at the time was that most of the team were big Aerosmith fans and had assigned a team equipment assistant to get tickets for an upcoming Aerosmith concert in Detroit for most of the team to attend. The assistant ended up in a fender bender, which prevented them from buying the tickets, greatly upsetting the team emotionally. The big Aerosmith hit in 1998 was "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing." But after losses in the final minutes of several games due to turnovers and mental errors, the Michigan song that year was "We're Missing Almost Everything."
Boy, that was bad.
You know some other song titles from 1998 you could have used for your dumb joke were Big Pun's "Still Not a Player" or Five's "When the Lights Go Out." Folks, those have been some outrageous things about Michigan State University Spartan football. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.